has been one group here in British Columbia which has been extremely helpful to seniors when we started to do some work on health issues, and that's the BC Nurses Union. And I'm very happy now to call on the President, Deborah McPherson, to do the invocation.
I want to thank, of course, Rudy Lawrence and all of the Costco executive and membership, my longtime acquaintance, Art Cuby, for the work that they do on behalf of seniors and with seniors in support of our national healthcare system. I think it's important that on behalf of the 23,000 registered nurses and registered psychiatric nurses of the province, that you know that we endorse Mr. Romano's recommendations and have urged repeatedly that our government, both provincial and national, implement those recommendations as soon as possible. Unfortunately, that traction on this issue seems to have been lost recently. And I wonder if we don't have to rename Romano's report, not Mr. Romano's report, but the Canadian Citizens Report on healthcare. You know, Mr. Romano said that in Canada we have a different climate, and he was referring to the cold weather. I would say to you that in BC we have another climate to deal with, and it's not as nice as he would like to make out. Our climate is a climate where our provincial government sees fit to interpret the Canada Health Act in the very narrowest way possible, to eliminate all those things not explicitly covered under the Act from the services available to you. Those include long-term care, those include preventive care, those include support for alcoholism and drug abuse, those include lack of support for home care services, those include loss of long-term care and palliative care beds, and the list goes on. Every day we see another service chopped from the services that were at one time accessible to you in the province of British Columbia. This at a time when our national healthcare system should be, as the report evidences, moving to encompass the services needed by our changing demography and by the changing needs of our clients. We also live in a climate that will see women's wages go down, that will see the poor on the street, that will see the people undernourished going to food banks in ever-increasing numbers that include the working poor and students. We see it in the context of a growing wage gap between the rich and the poor. We see it in a way that the social determinants of health are going to have serious impact, if they have already not, on the health of not only the citizens of British Columbia, but also nationally. These are important considerations, and I'm glad that Mr. Romano looked at them in his report. Now the question is, how are we going to deal with those, both provincially and nationally? Are we going to implement laws that will take squeegee wipers off the streets? That's the kind of in-the-box retrograde thinking we don't need in Vancouver or in Canada. Now, Mr. Keeley said that when Medicare was passed, seniors sort of thought the government would leave them alone and then they could go on and live out their lives and pay their taxes and things would be great. Well, you know, the government has left you alone. They've abandoned you. In a discussion I had with an advocate for private health care and choice, he said to me, well, I have a choice when my dog is sick to take him to a veterinarian and pay for whatever I want to do. Now, why is it that I can do that for my dog, but I can't do it for my mother? And I said, well, you can also choose to euthanize your dog, but you can't choose to euthanize your mother. In the context of that, the British Columbia Nurses Union has issued the Patient Bill of Rights for British Columbia, which we hope would be reflective of what we need in Canada. We urge you to pick it up at our desk and sign on and get people in your community to sign on. It's reflective of the Romano Report and specifically of some of the needs that we're seeing not met in the province of British Columbia. And this is important because it doesn't endorse the status quo. It does endorse the movement to primary health care, to more services in the community, but at the same time does not abandon those people who are already on their way to their heart attack or stroke and to those inevitable last 6 months of their lives. We need to hold politicians' feet to the fire to have the recommendations of Romano implemented. And I think that's important in the context of an upcoming federal and provincial election, and I have to say to you now that Mr. Romano did not know about the contents of my presentation prior to coming here today, so he should not be held accountable in any form for what I'm about to say. I think as we go into this federal election, we need to be asking Paul Martin how we can trust him to secure Medicare when he as finance minister took all the funding away. Yeah. We need to ask them who has the right position on the privatization of health care, Paul Martin or Pierre Pettigrew? Or did Pettigrew just out Mr. Martin's real agenda? We need to ask them if they're so concerned about rising drug costs, why it is that they haven't amended the Patent Protection Act, which gives those companies 20-year patent protection. I was recently at a rally, and there was a button there that caught my attention. And I come from a rather earthy background, so you'll have to excuse the language. The button said, "Nurses know shit when they see it." And I would say to you that it's your job in this upcoming election, yours, mine, and every other Canadian, to go out there and dig, and then decide what it is you're seeing. And finally, the province has to play a role in living up to the intent of not only the recommendations of the Romano Report, but what it is that the people of BC want. I think at this point it's a shame that the province of British Columbia is one of the few provinces where pharmaceuticals that could deal with delaying dementia associated with numerous disorders, including Alzheimer's, are not covered by our pharmacare system. It is a shame that we have a province where there is no consultation with communities and healthcare workers anymore about the healthcare system, where health authority meetings are held behind closed doors or staged, as are our cabinet meetings. Yeah. It's a shame we live in a province where they would advocate for P3s. P3s where there is no peer-reviewed article or study that demonstrates the benefits of P3s, but in fact demonstrate exactly the opposite, that they do not bring the promise that this government says they do. And further, they hide the transparency of where your money for healthcare goes, because once it goes to a private corporation, it is no longer in the public record and accessible to you. We have to be concerned that this government is contracting your medical records to an American corporation. Which is subject now to the Patriot Act and is required by the American government to disclose on request information that they withhold. So I think after my 5 minutes, I see Bart getting up to the microphone. So in closing, I just want to say to you, the nurses of this province and the other healthcare workers work every day and have committed themselves to the principle and the ethics that underlie the Canada Health Act, that every person should receive the best quality care that we can provide, regardless of their income. We struggle each day to do that despite being significantly under-resourced, and we hope it shall help us to make that a reality. Thank you.